Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave you my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Team, one heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Bucks Uncensored! Bucks Uncensored!
Just go ahead and start by thanking each of you again. With each event, with each occasion that I view as the next stepping stone for this movement of stick carriers, you all just continue to blow me away with your enthusiasm, your love of the Bucks, and your willingness to come together. It truly is inspiring. And I wrote a Facebook post on this, on the page, on the Stick Carrier Facebook page, before Saturday night. Just how inspiring it is to see a group of people come together, black, white, no matter what your sexual preference is, no matter what your financial background is, nobody gives a shit about any of that. At a time when there's so much hate in this world, we have all come together for a similar cause, a similar goal, and it truly is inspiring. And we're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to be welcoming and welcome in more and more Bucks fans that get a better understanding of what we're all about. But for a preseason game, and I'll talk about the game itself in a moment, but I'm walking up there, and we park down Tampa Bay just across Himes, and I'm walking up Himes, and as we get closer and closer to the stadium, I'm like, what is that? I could hear you down the street. People who were already gathered by the ticket office. I mean, it must have been like 5 after 6. 5 after 6, and I'm walking up and I hear Bucks Uncensored, clap, clap. I'm like, what? And sure enough, man, look at all the people that were gathered in front of the stage right there by the ticket office. Unreal. Chanting Bucks Uncensored. I just, for those of you that were there, that was an amazing moment for me to walk up and be hearing it. Of course, I just took off running and ran right into the middle of the group drop, and I brought a couple of beers with me and dropped them on the ground. Whatever. It's fine. But it's just truly inspiring what we're doing together. It really is. And for us to interact with each other, I mean, I was giving hugs to people, and just because I just feel like there's just so much love with our group. And, you know, you see these people, but we only see each other, you know, maybe once every couple of weeks or a few weeks or whatnot. So, you know, you're just going around and seeing everyone. And I tried to say hi to as many people as I could. There was a lot. I mean, I asked several different people that were there, some who were just observing, some who were very unbiased, you know, how many they thought. And they were like, there's over 1,000 people here. I'm like, damn. That's amazing. Let me tell you a quick story. So I tried to organize something like this at the tail end of last year. This was at the end of the 5-game win streak. This was pretty much, we know the Seattle game was a huge game, but that New Orleans game was big as well. And that was the game we tried to coordinate it for. And I'm like, you know what? Wouldn't it be cool if we all met outside of a gate, went in together, and then just did chants? And so we did. Christian was there. Forgive me. I don't remember everyone that was there. I believe the 119 boys were there. I think Alan and Doug and Daniel and Crab. But there was only like 20 of us. It was only like 20 of us. And we're like, all right, well, let's go. And we went in, and we were chanting, and we were fired up, and we went, and the Bucks won that game. And it was awesome. I was like, man, could you imagine if somehow we were able to do this and there was 100 people or a couple hundred people? You fast forward to last Saturday night, this past Saturday night, and to have it and look around at over 1,000 people that are standing there chanting and cheering and fired up. And again, you have in the back of your mind that it's a preseason game. Preseason. Blown away. Blown away. I did also get an opportunity. As I said, there was a stage there. There was a band. They were doing an excellent job. And, well, I got the opportunity to go on the stage. And maybe I was fired up. I was a little too fired up, I will admit. I said some words that maybe I shouldn't have, and then I said people shouldn't cuss. I don't even know what I was making no sense. Nonetheless, I did get a little beside myself, and I guess without further ado, here's how that speech sounded on Saturday night, just before we entered Raymond James Stadium for the first time this season.
Are we fired up or what? This is just the beginning of something special with this fan base as we are uniting together. What the Buck, stick carriers, Buckaholics, we're coming together to provide our team a home field advantage they've never had before. Are you do this for every single home game this season? They're going to have a badass team on the field, and we are going to give them a badass fan base, right? We're going to go in and cheer our asses off during the warm-ups. We're going to let them know tonight is a statement. We are going to let them know this is the home field advantage they should expect all season long! careful we don't cuss, right? But I will end as we end all things. Speak softly and carry that shit!
I said ass three times, and then I said, and of course we are respectful and don't cuss. Oh my, I'm such an idiot. I meant we're not going to say fuck, okay? I just didn't want people to say fuck. Ass you can say on the radio, so I didn't see what the big deal was there, but I just didn't want people to say fuck, okay? So screw me. I mean, whoa. So I was fired up. My voice was cracking. I mean, I was already losing my voice because all we did, we were just standing there cheering in the plaza area doing chants, and it was crazy. And another memorable moment. You know, we had it at the draft party. You know, those that are coming to these events. I mean, these are times that you might never forget, especially as this thing continues to build. And we look back to the inception, we look back to the beginning, and it's like, holy shit. Do you remember the draft party that kind of set this thing into full speed ahead? Do you remember the training camp takeover? And do you remember the first time as a collective group, we went inside Raymond James Stadium, over 1,000 of us, going up that spiral walkway and into the stadium for the first time? Yeah, it was special. It was very special. Was awesome. Somebody posted the video on our Facebook page. Thank you for doing that. I believe his name was Jeffrey, but I appreciate you posting that and me being able to use that audio here on Bucks Uncensored. That video is pretty cool because you can see us. He must have been all the way halfway up and was videoing us coming up that spiral walkway. And so you could hear us off in the distance and then us as we got closer and closer. Just a special, special moment. We got to the top. There was some confusion with the security. Then it started pouring and lightning, but you know, the impact was made. I mean, we had a great time just being able to see each other once again. And again, preseason for all included. And, you know, the message has been sent to the Buccaneers organization. And we'll see, you know, how they would like to proceed with us as stick carriers and a united fan base. I understand logistics. I think we can all understand logistics, right? You know, if nobody has tickets in those sections down by the Bucks tunnel, how can we make sure that everyone exits and goes to their seats? That is a concern. But maybe it's a situation where we just line that standing room only area in the south end zone by where the Buccaneers are warming up. And that's where we chant those players' names. We did that a little bit. Again, weather was playing a factor. And, you know, we won't see that too much during the regular season. We know that typically happens during these preseason games. But, you know, Ali Marpet acknowledged us. Adam Humphries acknowledged us. Brian Anger acknowledged us. It was awesome. I mean, it was cool. And I think as... for me, and old school, another of these leaders that are with the different factions that are coming together, you know, I think, and old school and I were texting back and forth, you know, that was a special moment just in itself for it to be a preseason game. And we'll put our brains together and see if maybe it makes more sense for us to just take over that standing room only area and just be as loud as we possibly can during those warm-ups. All we're doing is showing support for our team as they get ready to play in their game. So hopefully y'all are down with that. I'm down with it as well, and just really looking forward to what the future holds for us. Now, the game itself, it's like this every year, and this is really the biggest difference between college and pro. Is God, people in professional football fans. I mean, I can't speak for every team, but I imagine it happens with every team. It definitely happens with the Bucks. Some people just bitch to bitch. My God. The first thing I noticed when we were sitting in our seats and the game started was, where is everybody? No, not in the stands. Where's everyone on the field? Offense, no Mike Evans, no DeSean Jackson, no DeMar Dotson. Kevin Pamphill wasn't in there, I don't think, too long if he played at all. I mean, you're just going through going, all right, what's happening here? Defense, no McCoy, no Quan Alexander, no Brent Grimes. And you just, it's tough to get a full gauge. And you know what? Kudos to Dirk Koetter, man. I mean, some of those guys are injured and couldn't play. I mean, what's the point in pressing it when the weather was as shitty as it was Saturday night? That doesn't mean they're going to be a shitty team this upcoming season. The most, to me, and some people, there's so many debates and there's so many ways you can look at it, but there's a lot of people that think there should only be two preseason games anyway. So they've already played two preseason games. So what does it matter? And then along those lines, the rain and weather was so shitty. The most important thing about training camp and preseason is getting out of it as healthy as possible. Well, it doesn't look like the Bucks are going to suffer any. Well, now that the game's over, no significant player is going to be playing on Thursday night. So the Bucks made it through training camp and preseason without any significant injuries long term. That's huge. That's huge. So while some of you want to look at the score, I mean, the Bucks lost this game. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Nick Folk made some field goals. Great. Brian Anger was awesome. He's such a secret weapon, man. He might be the best punter in football. Chris Godwin looked good. I had a bad angle on Cameron Brate, on the pass to Cameron Brate that was picked off, but from what we saw from 119, it looked like he let up there. I'm not quite sure what happened on that play. Am I concerned that Jameis Winston hasn't thrown a touchdown in the preseason? No. No, I'm not. Not. What I've seen is the offense marching down the field. Putting first downs together, not going three and out. I mean, those are key. I mean, that's key when you can not go three and out. You're putting first downs together. You're driving down the field. They've got too much firepower to not put it into the end zone. They're going to. But they're also not going to show off goal line or red zone plays during these preseason games. Plays that they feel are going to be key plays for them in scoring touchdowns. Again, I go back to the first preseason game, which is why they threw back-to-back fades to Mike Evans. They're like, people know we're going to throw this. We might as well just do it. Makes it easier. But all in all, the game, don't overlook it. I mean, don't overanalyze it. If you want to analyze whether some players are on the bubble or not, that's a different story. The cuts will start to come out. But for the most part, and here's the thing with the cuts. There might be one slightly surprising cut. But if you have a pretty good gauge right now as to who's making the team and who's not making the team. I don't think there's going to be any big shot. What? I can't believe it. I don't see that happening. And I think when you look at the roster as a whole, and you're talking about going back to the health and knowing that they're going to be healthy come that first game going against the Miami Dolphins, hey, we're less than 2 weeks away. Now it's for real. Now I'm really fired up. And speaking of that game, we have, if you're not going down to Miami, we are asking all the stick carriers, yeah, we want to pack this place. You know who our big partner is? JoeBucksFan.com. JoeBucksFan.com. And one of the first things we said when we partnered was, listen, we need to start this year off with a bang. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Abe's Place Tap and Grill. Abe's Place Tap and Grill, been a big sponsor of Joe Bucks Fan for a long time. And part of our partnership was that all Joe Bucks Fan said was, can you partner with us on this one watch party with our sponsor? I was like, absolutely. Absolutely. They've promoted us so much, whether it's been at Sports Legends for our draft party, the training camp takeover, the preseason pillage, or any of the upcoming watch parties we have with the stick carriers throughout the season. Joe Bucks Fan has been such an awesome partner to work with. I mean, it's they're top notch. So if I can help pack Abe's Place Tap and Grill, then I'm going to do it, man. That's where the stick carrier watch party is going to be, man. That's where all the stick carriers will unite in Tampa if you aren't going down to Miami. If you're going down to Miami, you better be loud as fuck. I want to hear you on TV. But if you aren't going to Miami, you better come to Abe's Place Tap and Grill in Clearwater. I'll give you the address here in a moment. We're going to put it all over the place. But Abe's Place is the place for stick carriers. First game. Now, here's the deal. Abe's Place Tap and Grill. It's 1250 South Missouri Avenue. So it's on Missouri. If you're going Gulf to Bay towards Clearwater Beach, make a left on Missouri, and it's like just a couple minutes down the road on the right-hand side. Boom. Very simple. Abe's Place Tap and Grill, 1250 South Missouri Avenue, Clearwater. Here's what you can expect. 44 different craft and draft beers on tap. 44. $5 buckets. Five bottles for just $5. Are you kidding me? Giant Wings, they win awards every single year. I'll be diving into those. And we are asking, now you got 2 weeks to prepare for this, right? Less than 2 weeks now. Arrive by 11:30. Game starts at 1. Arrive by 11:30. It's first come, first serve. Okay, there's no reservations. Abe's Place holds about 250 people. Okay, and we're going to jam-pack that place. They have called in reinforcements. They will be well-staffed. They will be ready for us. The question is, will you be ready? Abe's opens at 11. We're asking everyone to be there by 11:30. We are expecting a packed house. We are giving away Bucks jerseys, Buccaneer jerseys with an S, plural, we are giving away. We're giving away Bucks hats. We're giving away collectibles. All of it will be given away in a drawing before 12:30. So we're going to be giving away all those prizes before 12:30. Game starts at 1, then we blow the roof off that motherfucker. It's going to be loud. It's going to be electric, and we are going to watch our Tampa Bay Buccaneers put it all together. Let's go. Get the job done. Steve Isbitz, JoeBucksFan.com will be there. Joe Bucks Fans had a bunch of events at Abe's Place. Check out ApesPlace.com for the location of the Stick Carrier opening main event. That's right. Opening the season in Miami. Hopefully go 1-0 and come home for the Bears, man. This is a big three-game stretch to start the season because the potential is there for 3-0. The potential is there for 3-0, but you got to go out and get the job done. And the Bucks have shown flashes this preseason, but, man, we want to see you put it all together. We want to see the offense put it into the end zone And by the way, the defense, starting defense, hasn't given up a touchdown. So that's pretty good, too. Now, let me address, I addressed the team on the field Saturday night. And I've got Bucks takes that I want to get to. I addressed the team on the field. Let me just address one other thing, because I'm sure the Bucks are listening because of the little snafu that we had with security that I'm sure will get ironed out. And by the way, if any Bucks officials are listening to this, I think we need a little more organization there. So happy to discuss that further. What do you want from us? What can I do better? What can we do better to kind of partner? Because that's what the relationship is, right? We're fans, but we want to partner with our team. We're doing this for you. You know, just show us a little bit. And maybe it isn't that we go down in those sections. I get it. Logistics are difficult in that. But where would you like us to go? What would you like us to do? What can we do? Where can we channel this energy? Where can we channel this passion? Where would you want us? Because we're ready to do what it takes to help you. The other thing is, I'm going to ask you to help us. I'm not sure. I don't want to call anyone out. I don't know if they've had the same person running the game day operations, music, and whatnot in that stadium for the last 15 years. But boy, oh boy, for the last 15 years, has anything changed? I brought a friend of mine to the game. Some of you got to meet her several times already. So we're sitting there, and the Bucks come out onto the field, and what the fuck do they play? I'm not even going to play the song. I don't want to play it. I hate hearing it. I think it is the stupidest fucking song for any professional or collegiate or high school football team or any sports team to come out to. And that is that dumb fucking song, Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas. What fucking year is it? Is it 2004? My God. But it's the same song they've been trying, and it doesn't work. If there's any song that is going to just fucking take a needle to our balloon and deflate all energy in the stadium, it's that song. It wasn't even good when it first came out. What makes you think that 10 years later, it's still a valid entry song? I just don't fucking get it. I don't understand the whole, you should be, as an organization, you're putting on an event, okay? It's not just the football game, but there's so much to it. It's like going to a concert, right? The artist doesn't just come out with a guitar and just play. There's lasers and lights and this and that. Interaction, stage goes out into the crowd. They've got a huge jumbotron behind. They're putting on a show. That's what sports is. You got to put on a show. That's what the Lightning have done such an amazing job at. Fan relations. How can we make the experience better for the fans? Not we know how to make it better for the fans. No, they're asking the question. They're working with the fans. They're working with people who are leading these fan groups. You know, what can we do better? What songs can we play that'll get you motivated? I'm so sick and tired of hearing Crazy Train when the Bucks kick off. It makes me sick to my stomach. If there was ever a time in this franchise, in this franchise's history, to change things up when it comes to the actual event and entertainment portion, not just the football game on the field, but all, everything that goes around it, now's a good time to do that. But I guess I just scratch my head and wonder, you know, the decision process, the decision-making process. Because I'm sitting there like, jacked out of my mind, give this speech, we come into the stadium, we're chanting, we're cheering, we're all fired up. We're fired up through the warm-ups, okay? Although we didn't get to get down into the sections, man, people were chanting and cheering. cheering on those players during warmups. We go to our seats, we sit down, and then it's just like, oh, God. I mean, maybe I'm just meticulous like that, but I mean, when I make my open for this podcast, like I want to make sure I'm picking the right song. When I have these little breaks in the middle of my podcast, and I want to make sure I pick the right song. Is it going with the mood of the podcast? And like, I guess I question whether or not anyone is doing that for the game day portion of these Bucks games. Like, is it because they haven't changed it in 10, 12, however many years. Does somebody sit down, because that's such an important part when the team comes out on the field for the first time. Do they sit down and they're like, you know what? Black Eyed Peas. That's what we have to do again. Why? There's a billion songs out there. And you know what? 99% of them are better than the Black Eyed Peas. I wouldn't play the Macarena over the Black Eyed Peas. And I wouldn't play the Barbie song over the Black Eyed Peas. But I'd pretty much play any other song. Any other song. I mean, I would play the Sound of Silence over fucking Black Eyed Peas. When was the last time the Black Eyed Peas were even together as a group? Didn't they? I mean, they're done. They were done years ago. And Crazy Train, come on. Oh, man. Play Sandstorm. Play Jump Around. Play. So get the crowd. I would be sitting in a room listening to music, listening to songs, but I'd only be listening to the first 10 to 20 seconds of each song. And if it doesn't hook me in that first 10 to 20 seconds, then it's out. I'm not playing it at my sporting event. Is anyone doing that for the Bucks? Like, is somebody sitting in a room listening to the Black Eyed Peas saying, let's get it started. Listen to those lyrics. Those are perfect lyrics. No, nobody is saying that. Nobody. It's embarrassing. Let's get it right. You got 2 weeks, 3 weeks to do it. That's my PSA. I hope it helped. Now let's get some Bucks takes, and we'll get to those next, right here on Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored, Justin Blasky, the Commish, at Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. JPlasky324 on Snapchat. And, of course, our Stick Carrier Facebook page. We invite you to become a member there at the Facebook page. Now, here's the thing. We make that a private Facebook group page just because there's a lot of dicks out there. And we just want to make it that we make sure that the true Bucks fans are part of that. We accept everyone in, but that gives us the opportunity where if somebody is being a dick to other people and getting personal, we just kick them out. Because that's not what that page is all about, man. It's about coming together, celebrating, having a good time, and discussing some Buccaneer football. So hopefully you all take part in that. I'm still recovering my voice. I cheered my ass off. I really did. On Saturday night. Hope y'all enjoyed it as well. Again, I got to keep reminding myself it was just a preseason game. We got a bunch of Bucks takes we're going to get to. We will start, though, with a guy who did one even before the game started. We'll start with BJ. Hello, BJ.
Hey, right now. Yo, the Bucks take right now. We live right now. What's up? Your boy BJ from Tampa, man. We out here right now, man. It's live right here.
What's up? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go. Let me hear. Let's go, Bucks.
Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
All right. BJ, good to see you and all those guys on Saturday night. All right, let's get some more on. How about Rico Suave, who is there?
Good morning, good morning. It's 12:57 a.m. Sunday. I'm just now pulling into the house from the game. I had a hell of a time. I finally met you, Justin. When you chant my name, I had a little goosebumps, you know. Going down my spine, Rico Suave, dun, 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 dun. That was awesome, man. I didn't expect that. I appreciate that. I had a good time with the Stick Carriers, Buckaholics, What the Buck, and listening to music with that little band they had out there. It was awesome, man. Great moment, great experience. Can't wait for the next event. Real quick, just want to point out something very important that I think, in my opinion, that is the special teams, our punter, Brian Anger. That dude's a beast. He's a weapon. And he's going to help our defense out by pinning their offense, the opposing offense, deep. And hopefully they can get us the ball back. And, you know, we could do what we do. We lost tonight. It is what it is. We'll be ready for Miami. And that being said, Bracados, Joe Bucks fan, Headliners, Barbershop, B4, and you, Justin. Shout outs to all of you guys. Stick Carriers, yeah, boy. We growing in numbers. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
All right, Rico Suave. Good to see you again on Saturday night. Jeff was there as well, made it down to 119.
That fucking...
Yo, Justin.
Fat motherfucker.
What's up, man? This is Jeff.
Just a gimp.
I just wanted to call you, or Buck, take you, and say that I fucking appreciate you so fucking much, man. And that fucking Stick Carrier fucking amazingness tonight at the Browns game was amazing, dude. And you fucking killed it, dude. You are fucking changing the Bucks franchise, and I love it so much, man. I just wanted to call and say that I appreciate you so fucking much, dude.
Fuck yeah.
And what you're doing. Kevin's here, T.O., that Patriots fan that was...
Go Noles and Bucks!
The pillage was fucking amazing, man. Mark the Mailman, you're the shit. Lisa, I fucking love you guys. Every Stick Carrier...
Whole squad lit!
Amazing. It's 4:09 a.m. Love you guys. Speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick!
4:09 a.m. Okay. Phew. I literally got back. We got back to the house and passed out. I mean, exhausted. Soaking wet. Ugh. It's like every year preseason is the same. It just comes with it, so... let's see. How about Rob was there? Motley Crue head. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Justin. The Stick Carriers. What's going on? This is Rob, Motley Crue head, just saying what a turnout we had for Saturday's pillage. And my voice is shot, so excuse that. But all I can say is it was a lot of fun. It was too bad it rained because I think it would have been even crazier. It was great being in Section 119 for the first quarter. Down there with some crazy people. Again, lost my voice in that area. But the one thing I need to say is that everybody needs to get to the tailgate party when they start doing them, because with all the people I saw outside of that stadium, all giving each other hugs, welcoming each other, it was like a family reunion, and it was awesome, and it makes me really, really excited about this season. I've been just pumped. I've been 20 years season pass holder, and I think going to a preseason game last night, it was the most pumped I was ever to go to a preseason game, ever. And this season is going to be a blast. So to everybody out there, it was awesome seeing you guys, and I look forward to a great season partying with you guys this season as well. So again, to everybody out there, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Yes, Rob. Yes, cannot. Listen, and here's the thing. There was no tailgate. We just met. I mean, imagine what happens when we get to the regular season. We're doing the big tailgate party. There's no tailgate party that's going to be as big as what we're going to put on. I mean, if we've got over 1,000 people just showing up for a preseason game, Folks, you come by, you make a donation. We're asking for $20. It's up to you how much you want to give. If you give less than $20, I might have to talk about you on the podcast. I'm just saying, because all the proceeds are going to charity. All of them. I'm not keeping any. All of them are going to charity. And it's What the Buck. It's the Stick Carriers. It's Ohio Street just off of Himes, right by the Bucks facility. We'll give you more details as we get closer. Everyone's like, what's the details? Okay, you got 3 weeks until the first home game. You're going to have plenty of time. We're going to give you plenty of the details. But here's what I can tell you. You donate. We're asking for $20. $20, that's a lot. You get, until all the food and drink are gone, you can have as much food and drink as you want. And we're getting a lot. Here's the other good thing. You can bring whatever you want. If you want to bring your own, bring your own. Doesn't matter. It's just a centralized location, man. It's just a location where everyone can gather. Imagine if we have 1,000, 1,500 people together. Imagine if we are all there partying, and then we're going to march from there into the stadium. Imagine what that's going to be like. Whether you're tailgating with us or not, that might be a time where other people are tailgating elsewhere and they just want to join into the group that's entering the stadium all at the same time. It could be very, very special. And we want it to continue to grow and grow. And who knows how big this thing could actually grow to. But in less than a year, if we can end up with 1,000, 1,500 people going in an hour before kickoff, that's pretty special. That's pretty awesome. Just going crazy for our team. That's what's going to happen. So make sure you mark it down and get ready, because we're going to need you. We want you at the tailgate party. We want to party together and then get loud together. Daryl.
All right, this is Daryl from Pinellas Park. I'm doing my first Bucks take ever. I went to the preseason pillage, and I had seats at 319. But a friend had seats in 109, so we moved down. And there was two Cleveland fans. And when they were leaving, we started chanting, "Cleveland sucks! Cleveland sucks!" And a Bucks fan looked at me and said, "Why? We're only winning 6-3. Fuck that. That's our stadium. And they don't belong there. So that really pissed me off. So let's go, Bucks. Let's take back Ray J."
All right, a couple of things. I don't mind trash talking like that. As long as you didn't cuss, like, okay, we're defending our stadium. Well, we don't want to be mean to the other team's fans. Okay, they weren't. If that's the truth, I don't really have a problem with that. But I sit in 109, and let me just tell you, that is the section of people that bitch. I mean, people love to bitch in that section. I don't know. Me and Paps, who sits two rows behind me, and I'm going to be bouncing between 109 and 119 this season. Like, we have a great time, but man, I'll tell you, we listen to some of this stuff that's around us, and it's just like, ugh. So, like, that's what we're trying to change. We're trying to change this negativity, this bitch-first attitude to, hey, maybe if we just cheer our team on, maybe if we point out the positives and not just the negatives, who knows? Why is good? We're only beating them 6-3. Yeah, with like half of our starters not even playing in the game. Douche. God almighty. Listen. This is going, nobody said this was going to be easy, right? Nobody said any of this was going to be easy. It takes time, it takes repetitiveness, it takes passion, and it takes positivity over and over and over again. Let's do it. We got to do it together, but we got to stay strong. Don't let others get you down. Just keep fighting forward, being positive, and cheering on our team. JB's up with us. Hey, JB.
Justin, JB from Orlando, coming at you easy like a Sunday morning post Ray J takeover. Really bummed I couldn't be there. I loved seeing all the updates on Facebook and social media from like Lou and other Stick Carriers. It was really awesome to see, especially when you get the shout out in the third quarter. even if they called you Jason Polinski or whatever. Chris Myers isn't that bright. What are you going to do? But, you know, I've seen a little bit of kind of overreaction. I'm really not going to sweat the score of the game. You know, we basically had like 50% of our starters on, and a couple of the two best players on defense out. Can't really judge the Buccaneers based on that. It was really more about, what guys like Chris Godwin, Ryan Smith, and others who were sort of on the bubble trying to make the team. And I think Godwin acquitted himself well. I think even Dante Dye had a nice game. Unfortunately, I think Beckwith and Smith, though, on the defensive side of the ball kind of struggled, so that's a bummer. But anyway, we got 2 weeks till Miami. I've seen all their preseason games. They're not that great a team. Their place kicker is better than Folk. This guy, Andrew Franks, who actually played Division III football in the same league as Ali Marpet, which is kind of ironic. So this is going to be like the fifth or sixth game that those guys have had against each other in their careers, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. But, Miami's definitely a beatable team. We've got to lock in the game plan for that. And then 3 weeks from today, it's the home opener. It's going to be awesome. So it's still preseason for the stick carriers, too. We need a bigger crowd. Guys like myself got to find ways to get to the stadium. We're not that far away, so we're planning on being there loud and proud with the rest of you guys for the Bears game. But at this point forward, it's all about game planning for Miami, and the regular season's 2 weeks away. I can't wait.
All right, JB. Well, we'll see you at the tailgate party then before that Bears game. And again, we'll all be at Abe's Place on Missouri in Clearwater for the Stick Carrier JoeBucksFan.com watch party for that Bucks-Dolphins game. He mentioned the shout-out we got. We did. Very, very exciting. Chris Myers and Rondé Barber talking about the Stick Carriers.
The Stick Carriers are out here in the rain with a lot of loyal Buck fans. And for the past 8 months, a group of Buck fans have been building a Stick Carrier movement. It goes back to the Charger game when there was a speech from Dirk Cutter, speak softly and carry a blank stick. And it certainly had a lot to do with the team turning around and playing well. He's been out at practice.
That was a heck of a day of practice. Justin, that was as loud as it's ever been at a training camp practice.
Justin Polinski, the Joe Bucks fan, helped to move the Stick Carrier movement, if we could call it that.
I've been called a lot of things over the years. Mainly. Do I have to even say it? Don't make me say it. Do I have to say it? Jason is what.
What's my name?
Jason! 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 Jason!
So I have been called Jason and others. It's funny, with a last name like Pulowski, most people screw up my first name. Not Chris Myers. He got the Justin right, which is really the toughest part. Polinski. I have reached out to Chris Myers, and he has agreed to come on Bucks Uncensored. And we're going to iron out a day, hopefully this week, and get Chris Myers on. He'll tell us his thoughts on what he's seen from the Bucks this preseason, and maybe the national perspective of the Bucks moving forward. So looking forward to having Chris Myers on Bucks Uncensored. But these guys, Chris Myers, Peter Schrager, they're taking notice of this Stick Carrier movement. It's very, very exciting, and I think the more people are talking about it, the more people around this area that don't know about it are going to learn about it and say, hey, and I've had a lot of people reach out to me recently. How do I become a member of the Stick Carriers? And if anyone ever asks you how to become a member of the Stick Carriers, you look them right in the eye or you respond right back and say, you already are a Stick Carrier. Just by wanting to be a Stick Carrier, you're already a Stick Carrier. There's no membership fee. This is just about being loud and providing a home field advantage for our football team. This is about us taking back our stadium. This is about us looking at other fans in that stadium that refuse to cheer for our team and only want to bitch and telling them to go home. Give the ticket to somebody who wants to create that home field advantage that the Chiefs have or the Seahawks have. We can do that here. There is enough of us. We just got to get the people that don't want to cheer to finally stand the fuck up and get loud. Or go home. David's up. Hey, David.
Hey, Commission. It's David and Brandon. Long time fan of your radio career. I guess I was living under a rock for the past year or so because I had no clue. You were with your podcast and whatnot. Happy to find it the week of the takeover, so did participate in that after the game last night, but I had my 9-year-old son with me and he didn't want to hang out with the Stick Carriers. He wanted to do other things, so did not walk in with y'all. But I sit in 147 and never realized how loud that stadium actually is with the PA system and the music and all that. But towards the end of the second quarter, I did hear you guys for a little bit, so that was kind of cool. We need to grow big time if we're going to get that whole stadium rocking. I think it'll come in time. Just wanted to make a quick take on the game. I'm not jumping off the bridge. Still preseason. Our main two receivers weren't in the game at all. Doug Martin came in as a backup, which I wondered when that was going to happen since Queasy will be starting the season for us more than likely. But, you know, James did okay. One or two goofy decisions, but again, preseason, I'm not jumping off the bridge. Really appreciate your podcasts. It gives me something to listen to in the car because it's hard to listen to local sports stations. So that's it. Keep doing your thing. Appreciate you. And speak softly and carry that big old stick.
David, good to hear from you again. I know David actually took part in some of my fantasy football leagues that I put together back in the day. So good to have you on board, David. Spread the word. There's a lot of people like you that don't even know this podcast exists and you know, want to be a part of this movement as well. So thanks, David. Spectre, the great Spectre, made it.
Yo, Kamish. It's your boy Spectre, man. I'm on my way back to Jax. Enjoyed the pillage, man. Can't even talk this morning, dude. All right, man. Enjoyed every fucking moment of it except for those concession stand prices, man. And God damn it. I wanted to get me a Bucks polo, man, but they were selling that shit in the team store for like $84. I was like, fuck that shit. God damn it. And then I wanted to go on a pirate ship, too, man, and take a selfie while I was on the pirate ship, and that's all I wanted to do. But that's like you had to prepay for that shit for like $500. Man. Anyways, man, let me get to it, man. Met other fellow Stick Carriers as well, including Lou and his wife, Teresa, you know. BJ, we did a combined Bucks take when we were outside standing around kind of do the meet and greet. Also, too, man, met Josh from West Palm Beach, man, another fellow Stick Carrier, man. Him, myself, and some University of Tampa students, man, we stayed to the end. We stayed to the end, cheering our asses off. Tried to lose our voice, man. At least I tried to lose mine. I don't think I did. But that tells me I wasn't cheering loud enough. So I got to step that shit the fuck up next time. Because that's fucking bullshit. And I won't be having that. Mad at myself for that. Anyways, again, enjoyed it, man. Thank you for inviting me over when I was in 120, cheering my ass off. A lot of people had left by that point, man. You invited me over to 119 to chill with y'all. Much appreciate that. And that's why I met the Smoking Jays. I think I had actually met them beforehand, too, but we talked a lot more. All right, man. So, hey, I'm going to go ahead and end this shit. Probably rambled on a little bit too long here. Hey, speak softly, man. Carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
All right, Spectre. Good to see you. And yeah, I mean, I saw you sitting there by yourself. I'm like, what are you doing? Get over there. Hey. He came over and hung out with us. Good time. Good time, Spectre. Last but not least, you know him, you love him. It's Lou. Hey, Lou.
Justin. Lou and Port Richie, brother. Oh, man, what can I say, bro? Dude, it was awesome being out there. The pillage was fucking something else, man. I just want to say, man, it was awesome seeing all the Stick Carriers out there, man. Harold from Atlanta, man. Johnny B, Outlaw, man. 119 guys. Alan, Brandon, Doug, Daniel, man. All you guys, man. Robert, man. Stacy and Steve, man. Dude, it was just mailman, bro. Mailman was out there with Lisa. Apologize about the background noise. I'm walking to my dog Max. But bro, listen, man, it was just, dude, going, being out there in the plaza, man. Dude, it was special because I was able to share it with my wife, Teresa. Man, I love you, baby. I know you're listening. And, dude, going up, chanting, going up, being up in the stands, man. They wouldn't let us into 119, man. Not all of us, man. But we still got recognitions from the fans being out on the deck, man, and chanting, bro. Dude, it was an awesome time, man. I thank you, Kamesh, man. Thank you for doing this, man, and creating this movement. And just want to say, man, pillage, baby. Let's do this again, man. Let's do this again. Can't wait for the season opener, bro. B4, Ricardo's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Joe Bucks fans, Harold from Atlanta for doing what he does behind the scenes, man. Samma, Headlines Barbershop, Rock Riley, Irish Podcast, BigMotherFinStick.com. All you guys, man. Appreciate you. Anyway, man, speak softly and carry that mother effing stick, man. Oh.
I always like hearing Lou the day after a big event because it's just a completely different Lou. It's just completely, it's a subdued Lou. But I love it. That means you went really hard at the game. And he was, man. He was yelling just like the rest of us. Listen to my voice. I'm struggling right now. We got some time, though. There will be no event for Thursday night's last preseason game. Let's face the facts. No player of significance is going to play in the game. A lot of you aren't going to the game. I don't even think I'm going to go to the game. I just got a really, really busy week this week. Really excited about welcoming on Buffalo Wild Wings. Which will they'll be a sponsor starting in September. We've got some events planned with them, and we'll have another main sponsor coming on board that we'll announce probably on Saturday's podcast is what I'm looking at. So looking forward to that as well. Guys that I'm working with for them, for this company, huge Bucks fans, big-time stick carriers have come to the events. And I'm really excited to announce that. So we'll have that for you on Saturday. And podcast is 3 times a week. If you are new to the podcast, it's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So we get usually, once the regular season gets here, game recap on Monday, midweek, kind of just what's going on. And then Saturday's our pregame edition of the Bucks Uncensored podcast. 3 times a week. Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. You can subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean if you have Android. And the podcast will download directly to your mobile device at noon on each of those days. Or if you need it before noon, you can always go to JoeBucksFan.com, our partner, and listen to it live on their, or not live, listen to it on their website if you can't wait until the download comes down at noon. All right, appreciate all of you. Had a great, great time Saturday night. Again, it was just a preseason game, and I cannot imagine how the regular season is going to go with our tailgate parties, with our it's just, I'm so fired up, man. I'm so fired up. But as always, okay, we need to do what we always do, and that's come right back into this. We play the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. He said these words, but here they are in a much sexier voice.
Shh. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Well, hello there. And with that, we say, nailed it.
Go Bucks.